reach the blank canvas.
We ain't gonna miss another Wednesday. Rain to shine. Fuck this shit. We back, motherfuckers.
With ECST.
I'm having troubles in all of it because, man, it's pretty much exposing all the white supremacists that's just been hiding for so many years.
So whatever your stance is, it's always going to come off as non-patriotic because that's just the way that they're going to spin it.
All the owners are white. They're like, it's not their fight. I ain't going to worry about this. If I walk on the street, I'm not going to get killed by a cop or racially profiled by a cop. I'm going to be protected by the cop.
When he did what he did, when he protested the anthem, I applauded, like, wholeheartedly. I was about to say about Cardi B, though. Yeah. One thing about Cardi B, she putting in work, though.
She is. I will give her that, man.
Like, she's actually working for her. So that's one thing I give her credit for.
Yeah, I will say that, man. It's not like even if somebody wrote that song for her, she is grinding.
Yeah, she ain't sucking niggas up just to get to the top.
If I wanted to. how much for this verse? Be quiet. It was like this whole bunch of females just going up to the bar. And people was like, dang, man, look at them over there with the nice cars. And they got the Louis bags and the Chanel purses and the nigga shit. It's like, I'm trying to get the nigga shit.
And now, ECST.
Believe it or not, I'm walking on air. I never thought I would feel so free. Flying away on a wing and a prayer. Who could it be? Could it be? Believe it or not, it's just me. What up, niggas?
Hey, you know what I'm about to say, man. You know what that song reminds me of, dog? What's his name from Seinfeld? George?
Yeah,
George's old voice fail. that's what I remember from, dog. But yeah, man. But how you been, man?
Man, I'm good. You know, feeling, you know, pretty good. You know, how you feeling, EC?
Oh, man, I'm doing, you know what I'm saying, living the American dream, you know? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You know, living the dream now. But, dude, now, what is up with America, man?
Yeah, I know.
Dude, what is up with America, man? If, you know, by the time y'all hear this, you know, the death toll may be higher. I'm hoping not, but as of right now, it's 50 plus are dead and 400 plus are injured. One of the United States' biggest shootings in United States history that happened in Las Vegas over the weekend, man, at a country music festival. The dude just like just on the 32nd floor, shot the windows out and just started peeling people off from like across the block.
That's crazy.
Yeah, man, because Mandalay Bay was kind of like far from the little concert, open air concert area that they were at.
Yeah.
But he still just found a chance to cap some people off, man. 64 years old. White male,
of course.
You know, when it comes to mass shootings, it's always one of our Caucasian brethren, which is not a brother. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Not one bit. You know what I'm saying? Because it's New York Post put out an article saying white males are the biggest threat to have mass shootings. And I'm like, hey, and water's wet. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh shit.
Like, who doesn't know that?
Yeah.
I guess for, you know, the white people who are so oblivious to, you know, who their own people are.
Yeah. Like, we'll never do that. We love each other. And now they said on Monday, they're saying that 17 guns were found in his hotel room that went up from 10 to 17, and explosives were at his house.
Golly.
God damn. Yeah.
See, that's what I'm saying. Like, man, how does a person get in a hotel room with all of that stuff?
They're speculating that he brought it in golf bags and luggage because he probably, like, broke it down. He could break down assault rifles.
Yeah, of course.
Assault rifle.
Yeah. Stupid. The classics.
Yeah, that's the shit. But, yeah, man, it's crazy how. Let's just go. Let's keep it real. Let's keep it real, man. We keep it 100 on the black canvas.
Yep.
White people could walk around and look suspicious as fuck, and nobody would question them whatsoever. Nope.
Not at all.
Benefit of the motherfucking doubt, 9 times out of 10.
Yeah. Let a nigga be out in public and he bend down to tie his shoe.
Yeah. Or he assists somebody across the street. What's your angle? Yeah. What's your angle, nigga? You know?
Yeah.
Like, why are you doing this? Like, yeah. Think about, let's say you and I went to Las Vegas, man, and we had a whole bunch of, you know, golf bags, and we were taking them up to the room. And I'm like, sir, we need to look at those golf bags. You know, because.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. You know they're going to do that now.
Oh, yeah, dude. They really going to do that now, man. Cause he changed the game. Oh, it's up to 527 are injured now, and 59 are dead. Because some people, I guess, didn't make it to ICU. And I saw a picture of, like, a local hospital in Las Vegas.
I bet they were slammed.
In the ICU, it was blood. Yeah. It was, like, caked up blood all on the floor, dude. All on the floor, man. Just everywhere. Just dried up, caked up blood, man. So.
Yeah.
So, you know, they definitely had a rough night, and still, they still having a rough time now, man. They had one video with this guy, like, standing up in the crowd, talking about, shoot me, you fucker. And I'm just like, man, like, you ain't got time to be trying to, that's what's wrong with, that's what's wrong with the generation now, man.
Yeah, trying to provoke people.
A fucking attention whore. Number one, they didn't know where he was at.
No.
And number two, you talking about shoot me? Yeah, like he's like right there. That dude was literally like almost like maybe like a mile and a half away, perched down, like perched up real like on 32nd floor, just down there just springing.
Yeah. Like he don't know who he's hitting unless he got a scope and he just letting off and you know.
Nah, they said the way he was shooting. They said they didn't hear like a break in between bullets for 7 minutes. I was like, Jesus
Christ. What?
Yeah, that nigga was just like, he was just like, rrr, rrr. And then like, of course, when the cops got there, of course he killed himself because, you know, I guess he didn't want to go to jail.
Nah, he wasn't finna do that. He knew his life at that point meant nothing anymore.
Yeah, pretty much. So he already went into it.
Yeah,
that he was going to kill himself, or he was gonna die doing this.
Yeah,
I'm tired of the fucking rhetoric that the media gives white shooters. You know the old saying, man. He was a lone wolf. He was mentally ill, but he was a nice guy. Like, when is that narrative going to stop?
Yeah, they'll go and talk to his neighbors and talk to his second grade teacher, and you know maybe his childhood guidance counselor and all that bullshit. Mm. But, you know, if it's us, you know, he's an animal.
He's an animal.
Lock him up.
And then they find the worst picture they can find.
Of course.
Of like, a black teen just throwing up the peace sign, talking about, oh, he's a gang member. That's the peace sign thugs over there in Chicago. Just, you know, some random bullshit, man.
Yeah.
It's sad, man, because, you know, every time there's a mass shooting, in my mind, I'm just like, man, just praying they aren't black. That's all I think about, man, because, you know, it's already enough heat
on us already.
As a people, as it is, man.
Yeah.
And it just makes it 10 times worse if it is, because it just continues the narrative. Like, oh, yeah, you are about animals that need to be tamed and need to be detained.
Yeah.
And then, like, when you, like, it's horrific regardless of what happens, but you kind of sigh of relief when you're like, oh, it's a white person. Like, oh. Like, and that's sad. We've got to.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's also a shame that, you know, so many people had to die and had to get hurt just because some maniac, you know, doesn't know how to cope or, you know, control himself. I think it just goes back to the fact that, you know, we've got the wrong person in office, because only a person like this would, you know, inspire this kind of hate, man. You know, of course, it's too late now, but I just want to know what his motive was. Well, like, what's his purpose of, you know, just randomly shooting people?
I don't know, man, but hopefully they find, like, usually shooters like this, they have everything planned. He had disposable at the house. He has a manifesto.
Probably,
like, 9 times out of 10, he has a manifesto, and hopefully, you know what I'm saying, it'll come out eventually, because people, you know, get their hands on everything. So eventually they'll get their hands on it. But I just read a whole bunch of reports saying that people were running and seeing lifeless bodies just laying there on the ground as they're running for safety.
Yeah.
And then some people, when I saw from one person's Snapchat video, I literally saw them standing up, pointing in the direction of the shooting, talking about, it's coming from over there. And they're like standing like straight up. Like, get down. Like, do you think this is a movie? Like,
it's stupid.
Stop, man. Because I can understand them saying at first we thought it was fireworks because, you know, you're outside, you're at a concert, you think it might be fireworks if it's a part of the show, the pyrotechnics is part of the show.
Yeah.
But after a while, man, if it just keeps on rattling, man, fireworks don't do that shit.
Yeah.
I just wonder why. It's very odd. I don't know, man. When there's a mass shooter, it's a fucking psychopath. He wanted to get a hold of anybody he can. He wanted to get people a large number, just like the homie that shot people at the movie theater or the other guy that shot up Sandy Hook or the other one where they shot up Columbine.
I think we can kind of throw that mentally ill thing out of the window because
it's a cop out. You understand? Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, because you know they're not that mentally ill if they know that they're gonna kill themselves afterwards. They know that they don't want to go to jail, so they can't be that mentally ill.
Trying to get deblocked. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, because they really want to get his ass in. You think we ain't gonna penetrate you because you old? You know what I'm saying? Shit, we're gonna just put some lube on that shit and we're gonna go to work. I mean, that's what I got the loop for, man. Shit. Ain't nobody alleviated.
Nobody safe.
But, yeah, man, they got to stop using that narrative, especially with him being able to carry all those guns in his house up to. And then, like, he had a plan because he's been there in that hotel room since the 28th of last month. Of September. So he's been there. He's had his plan. He had his plan out for a while.
And so he's been stocking up stuff ever since then.
Yeah, so he probably like got the guns there, put those together, probably put the not disturb on the door probably the day before he did it. And then like he was probably like throughout those days he was just getting the bullets up to the room. Just transferring the bullets up to the room some kind of way. Because, like, man, for him to be able to get off those many rounds, yeah, he had to have a lot of clips, dude. A lot of clips. 200 other minute Uzis at the top of gun clips. Yeah, man, he had it, man. It's just, I don't know, man. I just can't see, I don't know what kind of psyche you have where you can shoot up a whole bunch of people then be willing to take your own life, man. You have to literally be like on death's door. I wonder if he had like a illness, like he had like incurable cancer or something. He's like, man, fuck the world. Or he had Alzheimer's. He was old. He was like 64. He was like, man, I'm about to have Alzheimer's, man. F this, man. You know, I live my life.
Yeah.
And you know what I'm saying? I ain't getting nothing from it, man. I'm a fucking loser. Yeah. You know, I'm going to make the world pay for me not being successful because I didn't achieve shit in my life. You know, that kind of never know.
Yeah, I'm going to take it out on everybody.
You're going to take it out on anybody because, like, he was shooting his own people.
Yeah.
That's another thing. Much. That's another thing. When there's, like, a mass shooting, you'll never see, like, white people, like, going to the hood to do it because they know they wouldn't get that many.
Cause, well, that, and they know they're going to get their ass murked if they step in the wrong place and they might not even get a chance to let nothing off.
Yeah, I know, exactly, man. They're cowards.
Yeah.
They're hoes, man. Shoot. They're like, I might not be able to get a chance to run out my window.
Yeah. Hey, bro, let me get that car.
Yeah, let me get that car, and your purse, and your wallet, and your ring. You remember that skit?
Yep.
About that fat skit? Like, yeah, girl, shoot. Let me get your number. And your purse and your wallet and your phone. She's like, oh my God. Man, what happened to skits on albums, man? Man, that shit used to be so funny, man. Nobody does those shits anymore, man.
Nope.
Yeah, man, people be fucking up. Man, our condolences from the Blake Kim's podcast goes out to the family of the 59 victims as of Monday night. Hopefully it's just 59 and that's it. I mean, completely honest, man, I don't want any more people to be harmed. And I just hope, man, people just, man, pull through this and realize, like we've been saying since day one, man, you know, your life is
too short.
Too short.
Yeah.
Like, you guaranteed a lot of time. You're not. You guaranteed as much time as God's willing to give you, man. So you gotta be able to live life to the fullest. And I know it kind of hurts. Even though you hurt, man, you gotta kind of try a way to push through, man. You have to try to find a way.
You know, that's 90% of being, you know, being human, man. Like, it's learning to cope. Like, you gotta learn how to cope when things don't go your way. But things don't go as planned, man. And I think, you know, that's just an issue that, you know, especially this younger generation has a huge problem with. They don't know how to cope anymore. Like, kids, you know, they meet disappointment for the first time and they feel like, you know, life is over. Like, you know, for instance, what's her face? Ronda Rousey, when she lost for the first time. And she went on her little sabbatical and was out moping and, you know, and all this other stuff. When she should have came back, like, the next couple months and beat somebody else's ass, but, you know.
Yeah, that shit was crazy when the interview, because I know we talked about this in one of our earlier shows. That's right, go ahead and list back to the archives. But one of our earlier shows, we were just, like, talking shit about her because she was like, man, I contemplated suicide. Like, bitch, you lost a match.
Yeah.
You lost one match. People out here don't know how the fuck they're going to get a meal.
Yeah.
The next day. Some people out here got their damn, their ribs, like their stomach touching their ribs.
Yeah.
Well, like G Depp said, man, I had, had pride for breakfast. And then I had, I had hunger for dinner or some shit. Like just talking about how he was just struggling just to eat.
Yeah.
He just didn't have shit, man. There's people out here that really don't have anything. We live in our little bubble. We live in our little bubble, man. Every single day for so long, go ahead.
We're so entitled.
We're so entitled, man. We just think everything's owed to you. You think everything's going to be there for you. You just think, man, somehow it's going to work out, not knowing.
Somebody right next door could be a whole lot more worse off than you.
Oh, yeah, man. That happens a lot, man.
So oblivious to it.
People literally just be living their lives, coming in, bringing in fast food every single day. And like, you know what I'm saying, like trash cans be like full of just fast food. You know what I'm saying, roaches and shit and maggots be all up in there, you know, up in there. garbage cans, all the little nasty food they be eating, processed food they be eating. And the person right across the street from me can't even eat two pieces of fucking bread, man. Man, it's real out here in these streets, man.
Yeah.
It's real, dude.
That's why, you know, everybody is trying to hurry up and get it the fast way, you know, scheme and try to get over on people because they know how hard it is out here.
Yeah.
Like, it's not a joke when, you know, when we talk about hoes out here winning. Like, we mean that for real because, you know, they out here trying to get it because if they don't get it, they ain't going to, you know, it's not going to be handed to them.
Sure not. Dude, they are here juggling. I hear juggling these balls, you know what I'm saying, with the quickness. You know what I'm saying? You know, and when you think about it, can you really blame them?
No, you can't. And especially if, you know, if they come across a couple of dummies who are willing to, you know, assist them.
Yeah.
Then, I mean, I can't feel sorry for the nigga who got, you know, ousted out of his money.
You really can't, dude.
So, I mean, you know, it just goes to show you, man, like, if you don't know the game, if you're not paying attention to what's going on around you, if you're not willing to be quote unquote woke, if you're not willing to do none of that stuff is going to happen to you and you're not going to know where to turn because, you know, people ain't out here just willing to give you free, you know, free advice or you know, free help. Like, it's just not going to happen. I mean, we say all of this stuff for a reason. We ain't just speaking, you know, for the health of it. Like, we trying to help people, man. Right, because, you know, stuff like this, man, mass shootings, like, it don't have to happen this way.
It don't have to happen, man. If people would just temper their expectations
on
life, this would be a better, just society that we live in. But when you grow up and you just give it, you know, the world's given to you on a plate.
Yeah.
And then you don't fucking apply yourself. And then you think you're applying yourself, but you're really not. And then you go out into the workforce and people are passing up on jobs because they're really putting in the work, losing sleep, you know, yeah, what I'm saying? Not eating, you know, working two or three jobs just to get the money down, just to get, you know, get shit together to plan for the future. And you just getting up, you know what I'm saying, touching yourself, going to work and doing your little thing and going to sleep and doing it all over again, man, and thinking everything will be fine. And then you come up, you know what I'm saying, you wake up, you're 60, you're just like, man, what the fuck my gold watch at and my brass ring?
Yeah.
That's such an old term.
People kind of still use it, though.
Yeah, they still use it.
You know, or also, you know, what the fuck have I been doing?
Yeah, man. What the fuck is going on?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, so.
Sooner or later, you may not realize it, but you're going to have that moment, especially if you keep waiting around. You're going to wake up one day, and you're going to say, man, what the fuck have I been doing?
Yeah. Dang. So this one brother, I'm just looking on Twitter right now, this one brother named Jonathan Smith, 30 years old, saved 30 people last night and got shot in the neck while he was saving people.
Dang.
And he got to live with the bullet in his neck the rest of his life.
Dang.
And just hope it don't cause any complications in the future, man.
Yeah. That's crazy, man. See how life can just flip on you like in an instant?
Yeah. It can, man. Like, it man, you ain't got to tell me. I know. Man, shit, I know how life can flip on you, man. Fuck. Man. No joke, man. I sit up every day and I just be like, man, I wish I was back. I wish I was just normal and healthy, man. I just think about that junk almost like every day, dude. Every day I live, I just think about it, man. So just take, you know what I'm saying? Just be happy with what you have, especially if you have your health.
Yeah.
Not knowing, man, it could be taken from you, man, in an instant, man. I'm still kind of dumbfounded, man, what happened to me, man. I was the ultimate health nut.
Yeah.
You know, after I kind of, you know, turned it around when I was in college, I was just kind of like a fat ass, and I turned it around because I knew it was, you know, I can't live my life this way. This way. This way. You know what I'm saying?
Whoa.
Heart hurting and shit. You know, taking a breath, heart stinging. Like, man, that got to change, man. And,
yeah.
And fuck, man, it's just a depressing. But, man, it's just, man. It comes down to gun control, which we will not get. We'll always, this is going to be one of those broken records, but we always talk about gun control in this country. We talk about how we need gun reform. And it's just never going to happen, man, because too much money in it. Because, like, the stock for guns went up Monday afternoon after the news came in of the shooting. For people trying to, like, get guns to protect themselves. And in that situation, a gun wouldn't have saved them to begin with.
No, it wouldn't have because were unbeknownst to what was above them, 32 stories high.
Exactly.
So,
yeah. It wouldn't even help at all.
Yeah.
So in that situation, they were screwed to begin with, man.
Oh yeah, they you know went into a situation not knowing the dangers that were about to creep upon them, and you know that's scary. Like that could be any of us. Anytime,
man. It could be you going to a convention. That could be you going to Taco Bell or Moe's.
Yeah.
It could be you just going to
the damn mailbox.
Yeah, man. Or just going to a football game, man.
Oh, hell, man. Man, if that ever happens, dude, I'm never going to a game again.
Dude, yeah, man. That's going to be jacked up. Cause security at NFL games are kind of tight. Cause I've been to a couple.
Yeah.
And I wish it on anybody, man. This shit needs to stop, man. And the NRA is always silent when it's a white shooter.
Of course they are.
They're silent, man. But when it comes to, if it's a people of color, like, you know, if it's a Muslim, you know, Arab or even somebody black, they're like, man, we're against this. We need gun reform, yada yada yada. But when it's somebody white killing people, they get quiet, man. It's just the hypocrisy in this country. It's sickening, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, everybody's still locking hands for the Oh, okay. So instead of there being a regular flag, it's the United States of America in a shaped like a flag. So you see United States, but the flag's inside the United States. There you go, Marcus Peters. Sit your ass down. That's what I'm talking about. Stacey.
Yeah, he been on it.
He been on that shit, man.
And they show him every week.
Yeah, because he ain't gonna stop.
I don't blame him. Hey,
too good, too.
Yeah, I'm about to say, as long as he keep up his play on the field, ain't nobody gonna say nothing to him.
You can't say shit to him, because that motherfucker's a top five corner. Not a lot of people talk about him.
Nope.
He be shutting niggas down, man. But, yeah, that's just our two cents, man, on the whole issue, man. Just need to just continue just to pray for people, man, and just love one another, man.
Yeah, I was about to say, that. Love everybody, man. Yeah,
love one another, man. Don't...
Even if it means you have to love them from a distance.
Yeah.
Just love everybody.
Yeah, what was that motherfucker's thought process before he peeled off into that crowd of people, not knowing those people had families, they had a life ahead of them, they were just trying to have fun.
He didn't care, man.
He didn't give a fuck, man. Kids at home.
Yeah, his priority wasn't worrying about who had what at where. Like, he was just trying to get his point across. And what point that was, I don't know. I don't think anybody will know. I guess we'll see. Within the next couple of weeks. I don't know. You never know. They might, I guess finish the tally and then just go ahead and close the case on this. Like, we might not hear nothing else about this within the next week or so.
Yeah, we might not, man.
You know how they do.
I really do want to know, like, what was his motives behind it. Everybody always has a motive. You don't just shoot for no reason, man. It's got to be something personal. It's got to be something going on in his life, because he was at an old age anyway.
Yeah.
So he you know what I'm saying? He pretty much lived his life. He had more life to, he lived more life than he had, going on in the future.
Yeah.
So he lived more than he was going to live, up to this point. And he was just, man, I feel sorry for those people, man. They just out there just literally just chilling. That's just some damn Florida Georgia Line or whoever was out there.
Yeah.
And just heard gunshots.
I forgot who they said was on stage when the shooting started. Ah, man, I can't remember. I think it was like, who was it they said? They said it was, man, I'm trying to think. I'll find out in like a second. Dang, they said the gunshots lasted for 10 to 15 minutes, dude.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, yeah, Jason Aldean was on stage.
No.
When the shooting started.
That's bullshit, man.
That is crazy, man.
Bullshit. Some people just... I don't know, man. Like we said, some people just don't know how to cope with life, dude.
Yeah.
I know life can be... Life is rough, man.
It is.
Trust me, I know, man, but it's not worth taking somebody else's life that has an opportunity to do something with it.
Oh, yeah. And it's not worth you ending your life either.
Nah.
Because there's so much more to life than that.
Yeah, it is, man. Yeah, it really is. More to
life. Yep, I knew what you were going.
I still bang that shit, nigga. I still bang that song, dog. It's one of my favorites by Deep. But, damn, man. Man, fuck it, man. Let's go ahead and start the show, dude. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another great episode of the Blank Canvas Podcast. We are a weekly podcast that come on every Wednesday at 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on your favorite podcasting services, which is iTunes, Stitcher, Audio Mac, and YouTube. And you can also follow us on your favorite social media platforms, which is Twitter at Blank Canvas ECST. And also on Facebook at the same username and on Instagram at BlankCampsECST. And without further ado, let's get into the news.
Let's get it.
So, man, once again, Amber Rose has her has her yearly slut walk. And what makes this slut walk so hilarious was 21 Savage.
Yeah.
Out there with his woman. Holding, I can't believe I'm about to say this. This clown was holding a sign that says Captain Save-A-Ho. Dude. Dog. Can that vagina be that good, man? For you to be out there? I would have been like, I'm going to have to sit this one out. I'm going to just have literally be like, man, you know what, boo, or whatever he called her. I'm like, hey, man, I gotta clip my nut hairs, man, today, so I can't be this, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I guess you're like, okay, I guess you don't love me, you don't want to be out there for me, you know, this would be good publicity for you, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people going to be out there, and I'm just like, ain't enough publicity in the world, dude.
Well, yeah, I guess you could say she is a bigger star than he is.
Yeah, you can. You can make that argument. Cause I don't even heard nothing that dude music.
Yeah, it's trash. Believe me, you ain't missing nothing.
Yeah, I know you from Atlanta too, ain't
he? Yeah.
Yeah, man.
That's why he got his name 21. I think that's his neighborhood, something like that.
How about never go down that road? Yeah, I wouldn't make it. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I'm a scary nigga, but I'm still a gorilla. You understand? Oh man, like
I don't know, man.
What would it take, ST? What would it take for you to go to a slut walk and hold a Captain Save-A-Ho sign? What would it take, dude? How much money and how much vagina will have to be offered, dude, for this to happen?
You talking about for me specifically?
I'm just saying, like, yeah, for you, like, I tell you how much it takes for me. Like, how much money would it take for you to go out there and vagina she's willing to give up? Because I ain't gonna lie, I would smash. And I think a lot of other dudes would, too. But,
I mean, nobody's not saying that Amber Rose isn't a nice-looking woman. Nobody's not saying that.
Yeah.
It's just that the stigma that she carries in her little baggage purse that comes along with it. I don't know, man. Like, it's just, she doesn't give herself the, you know, the greatest. I don't know, man. It's kind of hard to say. Yeah, like, you kind of pretty much not care about your perception or your reputation. If you're going to be with her, basically.
Because it's going to take a hit.
Yeah. And I understand, you know, she's a, you know, down-to-earth chick and all that. That's cool and whatnot. But it's just, you know, and I get it. She's trying to, you know, start her revolution for women that, you know, you're trying to erase all the words that we use to defame women. I get it. I totally get it.
It's going to take forever to get that stigmatism off of in general, man. I don't think that shit ever going to happen, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, she's fighting a losing battle.
Yeah, man. That's a battle you can't win.
Yeah. Because just face facts. Men are never going to stop seeing women as hoes, sluts, and bitches. Like, it's just not, not going to happen.
If you show that kind of behavior.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Towards men, you know what I'm saying? And some men
and towards each other. And towards each other.
Yeah, man. It goes both ways. But, yeah, men can be hoes too and sluts too, but it's not the same stigmatism on men. Like, men get away with it.
Yeah, the thing about it, I think we embrace that more.
Yeah.
Like, we embrace being a whore and, you know, it's a badge of honor for us.
Yeah, it's a badge of honor because you don't want
to. And they want it to be a badge of honor for them, but they don't understand that this is still a man's world and it don't work like that.
Yeah, it can't, man. Because as long as they can get pregnant, like that just adds on to the baggage, just the name is as at all, man. That just because you can just have like a whole bunch of kids.
Yeah.
And what you gonna do with all those kids that you have all at once, man? You can't just like just throw them away.
Yeah.
You know, even though some of them want to do that.
It's not to say that, you know, women don't have power, but women don't have enough power to dethrone the man. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It just It's just not gonna work, ladies. Like, as much as I hate to throw the truth in, you know, people's faces, like, I'm not saying this to be, you know, misogynistic or sexist or anything like that. I'm just telling you the truth. As long as men are on, like, you know, operate and run this country, it's just not gonna happen. Like, you're never gonna get rid of the bad or evil stigmatism that, you know, we place upon you. And I believe vice versa.
Yeah.
Like, cause, you know, the stigmatism that we as men have on us, even though, you know, it's negative, we embrace it, but, you know, it's never gonna go away. But we choose to live by that. It's not damaging to us as much as it is to you. And I get it. I understand the fight that she's trying to fight, but it's a losing battle. It's like, you know, it's kind of like fighting for the Southern Confederacy. Like, you're like, you're just not going to win.
Yeah, not going to win at all, man. You know, and she also doing that just to
give herself attention.
Give herself attention to promote her own.
She's boosting her brand. She's boosting her brand, man.
Yeah, man.
I mean, if that's the way that she chooses to do it, you know, hey, more power to her.
Yeah, more power to you, man.
But just, you know, don't be, you know, just don't seriously expect, you know, what you expect out of this to, you know, come to fruition, because it's pretty much not just. And 21 Savage, man, you know, he's a young cat. You know, he's still got life to live. You know, I don't know how old he is, I forgot, but he can't be no more than 24,
25. Yeah, he young.
You know, Amber is an older woman who's, you know, seen, you know, who has come and gone, you know, seen more life.
Literally.
Probably than, you know, 21 has yet to live. So, be stupid.
yet to come. Yeah. I was kidding, but,
I don't know, man. I think, you know, this again goes back to who you hang around with, man. Like, if your niggas ain't on your side, you know, telling you, like, nigga, what are you doing? Like, I understand that's your girl and everything, and, you know, that's cool. Y'all be down. But, nigga, don't, you know, incriminate yourself. Like, don't do something.
Don't have yourself in the street looking stupid. All, yeah, looking stupid as shit, dude. And for what?
Yeah. For some pussy that you might not even, you know, you might not even be guaranteed to be with in the future.
I'm talking about, man, you need to wear that junk out and leave. That's exactly what I was telling you. Dude, I literally whisper to 21 Savage, like, hey, man, I'm talking about, dog, you need to exhaust your thirst for this vagina and then get out. That's exactly what I would tell him. I'm like,
man, and for all we know, he could be, like, you know, holding up that sign may just be, you know.
That's strong.
Yeah.
You like holding the sign up, like, man, after tonight, well, fuck it, I'm out. Like, but a real player would have got out before the slut walk. Like, I would have got out for a slut walk. I would have winded down her like a week ahead of time, you know what I'm saying? Laid it on her, you know what I'm saying? Creamed on them Milky Wilkies and rubbed it together real quick. And then it would have been like, all right, baby, you know, it's been real.
It's been real.
It's been real. You know Like, take your chest together, like, mash him between his forehead. Like, yeah. It's good. Oh, man. Just dip, dude. Like, people don't understand. Like, man, you gotta know how to finesse the game, man. These dudes ain't thinking right, man.
No.
You gotta know how to do it, dude. That's a perfect way to get in and get out. Because they don't get old after a while. So, you know what I'm saying? At least, you know what I'm saying, get your feel or whatever you're in it for and get out. Because she's doing it for a reason.
Yeah.
Like, everything she's doing it for a reason. She's a very, even though she may sound dumb, she's a calculated person or her group.
Oh, yeah. She's got smart people around her, at least.
Yeah, she got smart people around her, dude. Letting her know, like, hey, dating him would be a good look. This will keep you, you know, he's like, these are the hot people that are out right now. Try to see if you can connect your name with them.
Yeah, he's on the up and coming, you know. And who knows how long he gonna last. Like, you know, just as long as the, you know, the young cats love his music, then, you know, he's pretty much a safe bet.
Yeah, for right now.
I don't know. We'll see, man.
Yeah, we'll definitely see about that. We'll see how long he stays with her, man. Hopefully 21 listening and he go ahead and, you know, get ready for tonight to go ahead and make that move. You know, just go ahead. Do it, 21. Go ahead, man. One more time. I said, do it for the culture. Do it for the culture, man. I got dog shit. Yeah. Man, is anything else happening news, man?
Yeah, real quick. You know, we were talking about, you know, interracial dating dangers last week.
Yeah.
And, you know, and before that, you know, what happened to Black Love. You know, it was just funny, man. We were giving so many big ups to Shannon Sharp. And, you know, at the same time, like, neither one of us, well, at least I didn't know that, you know, that nigga was married to a white woman.
Yeah, because it was funny, man, because, like, ST texted me, like, I'll say, like, two or three days after the show, and was like, hey, man, did Shannon Sharp got a white wife? And I was like, yeah. He like, oh, man, we messed up. We should have talked about it. We should have definitely talked about it. Like, man, even though he, you know, so he's down, man. But.
Yeah, but that's the one thing I commend him. You know, I see Shannon as being the type of dude that, you know, even though his wife is white, I'm sure she's well aware of everything that he is, you know, where he's come from, you know, what his people go through, you know, here in this country. I'm sure she's very well informed. If not, then that would be horrible to know that Shannon Sharp would be a huge hypocrite like that. But I don't think he's, you know, I'm pretty sure Shannon is solid. I'm sure he's solid enough to, you know, at least let his, you know, his white wife know that, yo, this is me, this is us, this, you know, this is how we live.
Yeah, I just think that he, like, it's okay to interracial date. Like we said on the episode, like, the danger of interracial dating for black men and women is, if you do it, know thine self.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Just know who you are, man. He could be the perfect example until he, you know what I'm saying, he fucked up, because we will call him out when he fucks up, if he does, but he'd be a perfect example of a person that knows himself, but is willing to, you know what I'm saying, you know, go behind enemy lines and, you know, get that cooch, you know what I'm saying, I guess. But I don't know the psyche behind brothers that, you know, get, you know what I'm saying, have, you know, be dating sisters.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You're pretty much their whole lives, and then they get a little bit of money, then they just be like, man, fuck it, I'm about to go ahead and give you a white woman. Like, man, like,
I'm going to join the club.
Yeah, it's like a rite of passage for some athletes, and I just don't understand it.
Yeah.
I don't think I ever understand it, man. It's weird to me. Definitely weird, man. But he was on, what's the name of his show?
Undisputed.
He was on Undisputed. And he had like a Black and Mild on him on national TV. And everybody like, man, I'm down for rocking with, Shannon Sharp, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? If you want to like fuck with Shannon Sharp, you got to go through me. And then in the back of my head, I was like, it don't take much for black people to be happy for some shit, dude.
Or to be like coerced into, you know.
Yeah, coerced into something.
To a side.
Yeah, it's just like, man, people could do nigga shit on TV and be like, hey, man, he down for the call. Yeah, man, yeah. And I was like, man, some of the saddest shit I've ever heard in my fucking life, man. It was just like, I saw multiple tweets and multiple articles saying, hey, man, Shannon, the damn brother, he had a Black and Mild on live TV, and he was talking about Hennessy, man. And I was like, that's all it takes to appease us?
Yeah.
You should be fucking ashamed of yourself, man.
Yeah, it's sad, dude.
Yeah, man. It's fucking disgusting, man. It's like, just take the stereotypes that we live in every single day and just do it on TV and be like, oh, he a down brother.
Yeah.
He could be, you know what I'm saying, the what's really going to expose Shannon Sharp is when it's time for him to up his contract.
Oh, yeah.
And so let something be happening, so let something controversial be happening with black athletes and black people in general, and see if he says something then, if it's when his contract is up. Then we're going to see how down he really is. Is he willing to sacrifice himself for the people? Or is he going to just be like, hey, man, you know, they should have did that, you know what I'm saying? You know, all lives matter, you know what I'm saying? Pull out his banjo and be like, man, I knew it. You just another coon.
Yeah.
I would not be surprised, man, because if you start messing with people's money, some people's money,
yeah,
they show their true colors.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. It's a prime example of people that show their true colors, man. You fuck with their money. That's anybody, man. It's just I couldn't do it. Like, I don't know how much money it'd take for me to coon. Like, I don't know, dude. And look, boom, look. I just put up Twitter, and Shannon Sharp on here, he retweeted somebody saying, like, yo, Shannon Sharp, what's up with you this morning? And showed him with a black mile in his mouth. He's talking about these miles and hen dog. And he got, like, over, like, 112,000 likes. And somebody talking about, Skip, pass me a lighter, laugh out loud. And somebody talking about legendary. Talking about laugh out loud, what he doing? It's like, man, somebody talking about legend. Then they just had a black mile on TV, like.
Yeah.
It don't take much, man.
As you said, some of the smallest stuff.
Smallest things, man. If Shannon came with you on some real shit talking about, hey, man, we need more economic empowerment in our black community, we don't do that shit. Man, he ain't about nothing. He ain't about that life. And then he put a black amount in his mouth. Oh, shit, he down? And,
yeah.
Man, like we said earlier, man, we still brainwashed, man. Ain't no telling. That's ever going to get fixed, man.
Yeah. It's funny, man. Like, I was just thinking today, you know, about how we put so much value in stupid stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, as you said, Black & Miles and Hennessy, you know, like, I guarantee you, you know, there's some poor little boy or girl whose name is Cavassier or something like that.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's just, you know, we make idols out of some of the stupidest stuff, man. Like, instead of us, you know, pouring all of our money into Starbucks and, you know, and all these other places, like, we won't take the time to recognize the little mom and pop shop that, you know, been there for, you know, 10, 20 years, but they think about closing down business because, you know, they not seeing profit like they used to anymore. Like, we turn our heads at those people, and, you know, and we continue to follow the rest of the crowd instead of building our own economic basis, man. And I was just thinking about why do we do that to each other? Like, why do we go out of our way to, you know, follow the crowd and want to be like everybody else, and, you know, just put so much value in things that don't really resonate with us, but the fact that it's there and we can buy it is the reason why that we get it. Oh, it just bothers me, man.
It all comes back to just want to be acknowledged.
Yeah.
And wanting people just to just see people for, you know, just look at me for a little bit. That's why people are like, jump off there like their balcony. Remember that? I don't remember thing you remember seeing that video. It was a video of this girl that had a 2-story house, and she like jumped off like the little balcony in her in the house and tried to like land on her feet in her living room, and she like broke her back doing it. And then I looked at the video and I laughed, and then I was just like, man, like why would you do that?
Yeah,
just to, you know, just for people to just be like, I remember that, just for her to like walk around like, I was that girl that like jumped down and hurt myself. Like, that's why people do the things that they do.
Yeah.
And then it made matters worse with social media. Social media made everything worse, man.
It did.
People just looking for attention, looking for like male and female attention whores, man. It made it 10 times worse, man.
I mean, look at our celebrities, you know, that, you know, have money, that don't have anything else to do with their time, but, you know, hold up a money phone to their ear you know, show off their brand new Benz, or something like that. And, you know, I always like to go back to the fact, you know, that Kanye West said it best. He said, even if you in a Benz, you still a nigga in a coupe.
Yeah. That's what Kanye, you know what I'm saying? He probably had ghostwriters back then. That's what Kanye was talking about, some shit.
I don't think so. I think that nigga was clear minded. That nigga was hungry. That nigga was trying to get on. Niggas wasn't buying his beats no more. And niggas said, man, fuck this nigga. I'm trying to get this deal.
Yeah,
so,
I'm trying to get this bag. You know? Yeah. Yeah, I'm tired of that fucking phrase too. EC, what do you like? Nothing. I'm trying to get this bag. What? Yeah, shut the fuck up. Yeah. But yeah, man, I can see that, man. Kanye, man, I miss old Kanye.
I know, nigga.
Yeah, I miss him, dude. He ain't coming back.
Nope, he long gone.
Long gone, man. He is long, long gone. But yeah, I never did get to the point where what would I do to be out there to cap the saver, with the cap the saver whole sign.
Yeah,
it would take, being honest, it'll take about $10 million.
That's it.
It'll take about $10 million and her just shutting up every time that we do it. She's like a mannequin. You know what I'm saying? I can do whatever. You know what I'm saying? No questions asked. Cause she'll be a bad eye. You know what I'm saying? And she smile while doing it. You know what I'm saying? And nothing touches the ground. If you know what I mean. No spills for all three, if you know what I mean. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, make it your goal. Another touch of the ground. So it'll take that, man. I'm talking about I had to be drained. All I have to like drink like 5 Red Bulls the night before. Before I wake up, I have to drink like 5 of the bitches to be conscious. I'm like, I'm gonna be comatose. That's not how I want you to go in. You know what I'm saying? So it'll take a lot, man. But most dudes, yeah, I'll take for her just to touch him like
it wouldn't.
Yeah,
touch his shoulder.
Yeah, touch their groin with the pants on. Like, ugh, I'll be there tomorrow. Like, man, like, dude, come on, man, have some pride. It wouldn't, man. You know, some dudes be like, man, it'll take that much. Like, she'll school half these dudes, man. Cause she's a little conniver, man. She know what she's doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, she know what she's doing, dude.
Like I said, she's got the looks to go along with it too.
Oh yeah, dude. Look, what you gonna do?
Yeah, you gonna fold like an accordion, nigga.
That one of those like accordions on like the Looney Tunes episodes, and also episode. Hell yeah, dude. Like, are you gonna be there for me tomorrow, Big Daddy? And that's the whole time he making up noise and he like shaking his shit because he's just so horny. He's like, she like the whole top of her head. She's like, I got this nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, man, like, dude, I wish I could just, like, be in her head. Would she be around? Like, would she be, like, conspiring to get dudes?
Yes, nigga.
I just want to be in her head, because I know she be talking shit about them, like, this dumb motherfucker, I'm playing, like, I got this bitch-ass nigga. Like, you know she's saying it, dog.
Yeah.
That's what she's saying. I don't think she ever had any pure motives in her body at all when she started messing with celebrities. I don't think she ever had like a pure thought or like a pure.
Maybe in the beginning. Maybe when Kanye got with her. Maybe.
Yeah.
Then after that, I think she kind of went kind of sideways. I mean, because she even said herself after, you know, after Homeboy left, like she had nothing.
Yeah.
Like, you know, she didn't have no money. She didn't have nowhere to stay. Like she had nothing. So, I mean, she had to come up with something.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think that might have been that might have been the birth of the new Amber Rose.
Yeah, dude, and she only got like she needed her to find a real simp that's gonna have like that's gonna have staying power, gonna have money for some years to come, man. Cause she got 4 to 5 more years to hold this look up, and then she gonna hit the wall, man. And that's gonna be it for her. Because after a while, like having those kids take care of them kids, she's not gonna be able to keep her body straight, dog. It's gonna get to the point where she's just gonna just get tired of just working out. Everything will just start sagging. And what's keeping her relevant is that body. Mm. That shit, grade A, nigga. That's grade A meat. I'm talking about that's that good shit. That's like that's that 93% lean meat right there, boy. Beef. Like, God, no. I ain't gonna lie, man. When I saw her in that Fabulous video, I was like, I see why dudes do what they do for her, dude.
Yeah,
cause she knows it.
Yeah, she does.
She knows it, man.
She, like I said, what was it, last week or the week before? A woman that knows the game is a dangerous woman.
Dangerous woman, dude. Oh, dude, look at this. She got, I'm up on her Instagram right now.
Got you hooked already.
Hell yeah, no, I'm looking over here. She talking about, she got a whole bunch of pictures talking about my protector, and it's 21 Savage. And it's like him with the, like, with her. And he like in the corner looking like, man, why am I here? He looked distraught, dude. He looks distraught.
I mean, he might be. I don't know, but you know, I don't know. Maybe nobody can tell him nothing.
Welcome, no shame, and you gotta respect the hustle, man. She went from nothing, yeah, to nothing to something.
Yeah, in less than what, a few short years. Didn't take long.
Kanye would never would have met her.
Yeah. Well, no, I think some other scent would have picked up.
Yeah, everybody just too banging not to.
But I don't know though. It's
all right, ST. So let's just say
it's Philly though. Like, who just randomly goes to Philly to pick up
concerts, man? And she was at the right place at the right time.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, man. I'm telling how many hand jobs she had to give to get backstage. You know what I'm saying? I would have taken one. I'd be like, yeah. I would have been like, hee hee hee. Nothing, man. But that done dilly. You know what I'm saying? Shit. All you heard was tour. Oh, God. That's all you would have heard, man. I would have probably bought her that. I probably would have brought her to Kanye room personally. Like, man, you got to get a bow this, homie. You know what I'm saying? Some women, man.
Yeah.
It's just like, man, if you like met your favorite like adult entertainment star, and you know what I'm saying, she'd be like, hey, one night, I'll say it'll be like maybe like out of like 10 men, maybe one I'm gonna say no.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Especially in their prime too.
Oh yeah, man. It's crazy to see how, you know, dudes just flip and fall out over, like they just totally sell themselves out for an adult film star.
Yeah.
And shout out real quick, shout out to Mia Khalifa, because she be putting dudes on blast.
Yeah, man. I'm worried about Deshaun Watson because she hanging out with him right now.
I know.
Yeah, man. I was like, dude, don't do nothing crazy. Cause I'm like, don't she say she came out, she said she had AIDS. That's why she got out of the business. Mm. Yeah, she contracted HIV. That's why she don't do it. Don't do stuff no more.
Yeah. I guess.
Yeah, her titties look weird to me anyway. She kind of turned me off. I think it was like the right titty. Like the areola is all jacked up like somebody just threw an egg up against a wall, and the wall like a skillet. Skillet, just like it don't look right. And I was like, yeah, man, I can't do nothing with this. You know what I'm saying? What you brought? Let me go back to my old the old classics. You know what I'm saying?
Stupid.
But speaking of which, man, what's face a good follow on Instagram? You talking about, you know, old actresses? Is Jada Fire? She's a good follow. You know what I'm saying? She was all right. I wasn't really been a big fan when she was like active. Really wasn't. She said she was all like, yeah, yeah. I'm like, man, you gotta do all that. You know what I'm saying? You gotta make all the, you gotta make all the noise. What you make all the noise for? Shit. Now, we know why you here. Not that. Shit, bitch, but. Yeah, man. I don't know. It's like, women, you, like, women, if you halfway look decent, and you can work on your look and have your own look, you can, man, you can get some shit paid.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, without even giving it up. If you can find that one dude that's not experienced, you can end up having everything paid, rent paid, phone bill paid, everything. If you gotta know how to finesse the game though, man.
Yeah.
And I hear weak. They all weak, dude. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Back in the day I would have been one of them, but now now I learned the game, so it wouldn't be me. No, it'll take a bad broad to pull one over on me, and I'll still be like, okay, what's her motive? Me and you always second guess anything anybody does. We're like, yeah. What's your motive? Like, we question everything, man. There's nothing go unquestioned. So,
here's a funny thing. Like, at Trillis AC on Twitter, he said, "Nigga shot 500 people, and they talk about how he directed the youth ministry at church."
Wow. Yeah, see, that's what they do, man. Because I remember, speaking of which, going back to that, on Fox News, somebody took a jab at NFL players taking a knee, and then started talking about the shooter. Talking about, we got people out here taking a knee against our country. We have people that are taking a stand against this terrorist and standing up against domestic terrorism. I'm just like, man, where did this come from to begin with?
Yeah.
Well, it has to bring us into it. Yeah. That just shows that they're always thinking about black people, how to bring them down every second that they get. They get every second, every millisecond of the day, they're trying to find ways to bring us down, man.
Yeah.
And we need to think about that, man. This is something that we just need to have in the back of our minds, that, man, we have a target on our back every single day.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, it's just disgusting, man. Man, shit, you got anything else, man? But for the family?
Nah, man, we gonna go ahead and get into this topic, I guess.
Alright. Let's go ahead and get to the topic.
It's good.
Alright, ST, what are we gonna bless the people with today?
I think we just gonna rant. Like we pretty much been doing, you know, this whole episode.
Yeah, yeah. This right here is just part of this, is just further extending into the topic.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, man, it's just, man, it's been a whirlwind of fuckery in the NBA, and I'm gonna tell you why. Motherfucker Westbrook signed that contract.
Yeah.
Dog, I was so pissed when I saw that a Bleacher Report came on my phone and said that Russell Westbrook signed that 5-year extension. I was like, man, the Lakers are screwed.
Oh yeah. Well, no, they actually saved.
Oh yeah, yeah, because you don't like Westbrook at all anyway.
I don't, man. I don't like his game. I like him as a person or whatever, but I don't like his game. And I just don't think he's championship material.
Damn. Hey, you know what's funny, man? Let me see if I can pull this shit up. Where is it? Chris Broussard was talking about Russell Westbrook signing. And I want to get this correct, exactly what he said. That shit was funny as hell. He said, "I have no problem with Westbrook retiring ringless if he goes out swinging for the fences in OKC his entire career." And then I tweeted back at him at Black Kevin ECST. I was like, "Dang, man! So he's just saying that, you know, he ain't gonna have a shot. He ain't gonna have a chance, dude. Everybody thinking him staying is gonna just not get him a ring, and that's just." That's just going by the notion that everybody think that the Golden State Warriors are going to stay together forever. Yeah. I'm telling you, something is going to happen to break up this squad. It's not because I want it to happen, but it's just inevitable, man. Something's going to get a big head, and something's going to give, especially if they get like three or four rings. Something's going to give where they were like, man, I got three rings. I got four rings. Man, that's how I'm going to make some money. Yeah. That man, the talent just leaves, and they only have like two or three pieces, and they try to make it work, try to bring in other pieces. It just doesn't work anymore, man.
Yeah. Of course, also, you made the point that, you know, Clay's contract is up in 2019, so.
That bitch ass nigga just said he'll take a discount, stay with the Warriors. So, man, he stayed.
Oh, wow.
He said that already. He ain't nowhere near contract talks, man. So,
dang.
He's staying, man. So, that core, I think the core of. I think Curry always going to be there. I think Clay's always going to be there. It's just up to see what KD's going to do. If KD's going to just stay his whole career there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
I can see KD moving one more time. I really can.
He might go back if they get rid of Billy Donovan.
That might be the. It might be. Yeah. If they get rid of Billy Donovan, then just, you know, bring in whatever coach that he wants, that he may go back and try to do what LeBron did and bring a championship to OKC. But, you know, OKC ain't a nigga hometown, so he has no real reason to go back. He was just selected by that team. That's the only reason.
Yeah, I mean, but we don't know exactly what kind of ties he has there. I mean, he might have some kids that he sponsors, you know, in Oklahoma City or something like that. Like, you never know.
And remember when that tornado hit Oklahoma, he donated $1 million.
Yeah, so, you know.
He's still treating like shit when he left.
You just never know what kind of relationships, you know, athletes have with, you know, certain cities. So, I mean, it's quite possible if they get rid of Billy Donovan and, you know, he wins two or three more rings with the Warriors. I mean, it's possible he could go right back.
He could, man. I don't know. If I was KD, I would stay as long as, you know what I'm saying, the wheels are spinning, you know what I'm saying, at a high pace because, you know what I'm saying, as long as they don't get injured, they're going to win this year coming up.
Yeah.
And as long as they'll get injured, they'll win the following year coming up as well, man. Like, nothing stopping this shit. Even with the Cleveland Cavaliers having a deep team. This is the deepest Cavs team they've had since LeBron been there.
Since ever.
Ever, dude. This is the deepest team they ever had, man. And I give this team a better shot than the team that went back.
Last year's team.
The 3-1 team.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, even the 1-3-1 team that came back, man. They have a – like, this team, Jimmy, has a shot. If Ty Lue could just find a way to conserve Dwayne Wade.
Yep.
So he could go ahead and use what little he has left for the finals. I'm talking about don't even feel like the first three rounds, don't even like play him more than 10 minutes because they're not going to really need his ass.
Yeah, they're not, man. They will for like this first part of the season until Isaiah get back.
Yeah.
But after that, shoot, man. Man, if I was Isaiah, I'd tell LeBron, hey, yo, take as many breaks as you need, my niggas, because I'm going to go up in here and light the scoreboard up.
Because this is contract year, dude. He come back from hip surgery, and he's going to come back in January. He's going to come out firing, dude. He's going to come out swinging. So we'll definitely see how this season's going to go, man. I'm definitely going to – it's going to be fun watching and see how the Cavaliers – mold to see how that bench works, see how much rest LeBron can get. The key to success is going to see how many points once he's off the floor, how many points they generate.
Yeah.
If they can keep games close or take the lead in games, they may
without
have
his help.
Yeah, they may have something, man, because they can just wear down the Warriors.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, with the bench, if the bench should just come through, dude, it could be on and popping, man. So they have a shot.
There they do.
This year they do have a shot, man. So I just wish they could just fast forward to June.
I know, man.
Because we already know who's going to be in the finals, man, barring injuries.
Yeah, we do.
And I kind of do want to see the Cavs-Boston series, whenever that is, if that's the Eastern Conference final or the second round or whenever it's going to be.
If it happens.
Yeah, dog. Like, we almost trying to, like, put them in. Like, some people are already trying to just put them in automatically. You're right, man.
Well, you know how they do.
Yeah, that's true. Like, they might even have a chance to even make it there, dude. Whatsoever. Speaking of the Celtics, dude, you know the one thing I hate about some people?
What?
Hate about just, like, listening to people that think they're smart trying to speak publicly.
Yeah.
It's sad shit, dude. The prime example is Kyrie Irving, man. Well, he thinks he sounds smart, but he sounds stupid.
I mean, he has his moments.
Yeah, and I don't even talk about the flat Earth statement, man. Nobody.
Yeah, we all know that was bullshit. But I don't know, Kyrie. I think his whole explanation of, you know, leaving. If he would just came out and told the truth, like, I think that would have been, you know, better off. I think he'd have been better off, but Kyrie is an intelligent dude. Like, I don't care what anybody say. Yeah, he did, you know, he did get in on a scholarship, but, you know, they don't send dumb niggas to Duke.
No, they don't. You gotta at least be able to qualify to go to Duke. Yeah.
It doesn't matter if you play ball or not. You can be a five-star recruit coming out of high school. If you dumb as a box of rocks, you can forget it. You ain't going to Duke.
You going to Memphis.
Because Coach, or Kentucky.
Yep.
Because Coach K, you know, he ain't finna, you know, put up with that.
He ain't about to put his job online either.
No.
Not for some one and dones anyway.
Nah, especially, you know, all the crap that, you know, Rick Pitino going through right now.
Rick Pitino's fucking done. Yeah, speaking of which, man, like, dude, shit is hitting the fan, man.
Yes, it is. Super hard.
He could survive this one, man. That was like strike three.
Oh, no, they already said he's on administrative leave, so yeah. This is like, all right, dude, this is the last straw. Like, we can't do this with you no more. And I think the only thing they waiting on right now is actual, like, the last bit of facts to come out. That's all they waiting on. He's on administrative leave without pay. And as soon as they get like that last thing to finish building up the case against him, they gonna let that go.
Yeah, they are, because they were he came out and said like the only way to make collegiate basketball legit is to pay the players. He's like, or it's always gonna be crooked. I was like, damn. Like, God, dog. Like, I knew it was bad from watching He Got Game, because you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, when people come up with outlandish things that you see when you see in movies, it's not that far-fetched from what really happens in real life.
No, it's not.
You gotta get the idea from somewhere.
Art imitates life.
Exactly, man. So, you know, the recruits, you know what I'm saying, getting sucked up, you know what I'm saying, you know, to get scholarships, you know, getting the you know what I'm saying, you know, to get a scholarship or whatever, man. Like, that just really happens, man.
It does.
Yeah. So, if I was a baller, man, I would have went to every campus. I would have been like, man, I got 20 teams.
What y'all got?
Yeah, I know. Shoot. I literally be like walking on campus with condoms, like, man, I'm going to see if I like this campus or not. I'm like, well, we know why he's here. You're damn right, coach. She would be going like Appalachian State East, like just going like going like to every school, like the schools that you wouldn't even like have on your radar, just going there just to see what you could break off. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, man, and the dudes getting paid, parents getting the house paid off. Just like Laramie Tunsil went ahead and told the truth after he got drafted, thinking it would be okay to say it now since he's out of school, but not knowing that made it worse for Ole Miss.
Yeah, I mean, but everybody had their suspicions about Ole Miss anyway.
Yeah, because we did, man. Because once they got all the recruits, me and you, like, we texted each other, like, man, they doing something wrong down there. It's
yeah,
because nobody goes to Ole Miss like that.
Yeah,
and
all of a sudden they were, you know, winning double digit games in the season. We was like, uh oh, that something ain't right, you know, because you know they don't just hop up and go from a, you know, 6-7 season to, you know, 10-2.
Nah, man, not like that. Ain't no way in hell, man. The thing that's holding up players getting paid in college. It's just, how much do you pay the top players to actually play? Yeah. How much do you pay like the 90th player on the squad? That's the problem.
That, and also the schools that, you know, don't generate that much money through their program.
See, yeah, and then no recruits want to come to that school because you ain't paying.
Yeah.
So it's going to be really hard for schools that don't have money to compete.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's what's really holding up, because it took forever. It took forever for college to get the playoff system because of all the money that was in it for the BCS. So they had to pretty much tally up the money, how the money was going to get divided. for the BCS. Then they were like, okay, we can do the playoffs, man. So they got to see how much money they're going to be out of. They're going to be out of millions.
Yeah.
Doing this, man. So they'd rather just keep doing like the little, let the boosters pay, you know, have stuff running on the table and just keep doing that. They had to deal with it having a sanction where the kids actually get paid. Because if the kids do get paid, you can kind of just be like, hey, I'm not a student athlete. I'm just an athlete that goes to this school.
Yeah.
They don't have to go to school, so that could be a part of it. Maybe they can save some money there, cut costs there. So it's a big Pandora's box that they're going to open if they ever pay the students, man. So it's going to be it's being met with a lot of resistance too.
Oh yeah, you better believe they fighting as hard as they can not to get that passed. Yeah,
tooth and nail, dude. And also, man, speaking of rants, man, if y'all are big fans of Rick and Morty, as of October 7th, you can go to any McDonald's and try the Saskatchewan sauce for one day only. These That's motherfuckers crazy, spoke this shit, they spoke this shit into existence.
Yeah, they did.
Like, you have one day to get it. It's going to happen on the 7th of this week. Pretty much, when is October 7th? Let me see. Is that a Sunday?
It should be. No, I think it's, what, is that Monday?
The 7th is a Saturday.
Saturday.
Yeah, so you have, if you're a big Rick and Morty fan, if you've seen like the premiere episode where he was talking about it, like, he spoke to his existence, man, letting us all get a taste of it. So I'm going to go ahead and go to my McDonald's and get me like a little 3-piece so I can try it on out.
Yeah,
I never did get Saskatchewan sauce when I was a kid.
I didn't either.
During that time period, man. So this job better be good. A lot of hype you put behind it. Because you know, like, stuff tastes better than what it was in your mind, especially stuff from the past that's no longer there.
Yeah. And this is the thing, man. I haven't eaten McDonald's in years. So just to go and just to try this sauce out, like, that's saying a lot for me.
It really is.
I hadn't eaten McDonald's since high school.
Jesus. I don't blame you either, man, because it's nasty. The only time I eat McDonald's is if I'm going on a road trip, because they have clean bathrooms and it's quick food just to get in and out.
Yeah.
And I just get something just to be on the, like, if I'm going, like, to, like, Tennessee, or if I'm going to, you know, see family in Alabama or Kansas or wherever, or Texas, and we drive a long way. Because, you know, you always going to see a McDonald's before you see anything else.
Yeah.
And sometimes you just get so hungry, you're like, ah, fuck it, I'll get it. Yeah, but I'm with you, man. I'm not really a big fan of McDonald's hamburgers, man, because they're greasy. And you really don't stay, full long eating that shit either.
Yeah.
And you really don't, man.
It's just, you know, working there and, you know, in high school, like, it's just like, man, you've seen everything behind the curtain. You know, it's kind of like the Wizard of Oz type of thing. It's like, once you are behind that curtain and you're operating stuff, it's like, I don't know, you just kind of get this sick little feeling whenever you roll back in one after it's been a minute since the last time you was in one.
Yep.
So, it's... But yeah, I think for this sauce, I'm gonna go ahead and hit it up. You know, give me some nuggets and grab some.
Yeah, I wonder if there's gonna be a limit on how many they're gonna give out as far as like how many packets that you can get, because they said it's a limited run. They didn't make that much either. So
yeah, I was about to say, I wonder how much McDonald's spent on that too. You know, just to make that much, like, cause I'm sure they had to, you know, I guess dig out the old recipe.
They probably had like in a. They probably like everything that they ever made is somewhere in their corporate office in a vat, just sitting up.
I hope not.
No, it's just like, you know, like if they made a Saskatchewan sauce, they always probably like had like a liter tub of it just sitting up that was just sealed. They probably just opened up and just like tasted it and be like, okay, this is how it tastes. So they always had the ingredients of the formula. That's what I meant to say. They just had the recipe always just sitting around.
Yeah.
Or just how to make it.
Yeah.
Because they sent the creators a liter jug of it. And I remember I watched them like taste it like on Twitter, and they was like, oh, it's everything we remember, Morty. He was like, yeah, Rick, yeah. And they like did it in their voice. That shit was funny as hell, man. But hey, did you finish Rick and Morty? Because season finale was yesterday.
No, I gotta watch. Matter of fact, as soon as we get done with the show, I'm gonna go ahead and pop and watch it real quick.
Yeah, dude, it was funny, dude. So I'm gonna miss that show, man. It takes forever for them to fucking make a season, so it'll tell them we're gonna get on the
I know.
Shit. That's probably all that part of their fucking plan too.
Probably so. I guess to keep, you know, morale on the show high and, you know, keep demand high. Because, you know, you don't want to, you know, be pumping it out every single week and then people get tired of it.
That's true. Oh, yeah. Speaking of which, your favorite show, you watch Curb?
Who?
Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Oh, man. It's been a minute.
Oh, so you ain't watching in a while?
Yeah.
So I might watch, like, when we get off the air, I might watch the first episode of the new season. Because everybody's talking about it's funny as hell, so I want to.
Oh, word. Okay.
Yeah, it's one of the funniest ones that they had in a while, so.
I mean, Curb Your Enthusiasm is a funny, it's a funny show. It's funny as hell. It's just, you know, sometimes, like, you know, I don't know, like, I guess stuff goes on and, like, you find other things. And I think that's just what it was. I it wasn't one of those main staple shows.
Yeah.
But it was definitely something that would, you know, make you fall on the floor crying if you paid attention enough. But
yeah,
it's definitely a good show. What's his name? Larry David? Oh, yeah, Larry David.
Yeah.
He's retarded. Yeah, he's retarded.
So, yeah, I'm definitely going to check that out. You know, it could be hype. People talking about this is the funniest episode in years. So, you know, people try to hype shit up because, you know, stuff just came back.
Yeah, I'll probably check that out, too. That'll give me a good hour of fun before my wife gets back from Zumba.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that'll give us some time. Oh, Zumba's still popping?
Apparently so.
Yeah. Uh-oh. Hey, the gun shop owner that sold the dude the gun said he passed a background check. The mass shooter in Las Vegas?
And he might, yeah, he probably did. That's probably the thing. Like, yeah. You can't point out a mass shooter, like, when they going to buy, you know, something. Like, that's...
It's hard. It's difficult.
Like, that's to be honest, that's a moot statement.
Yeah, man, it's just too bad. It's just too tough, man. The only thing that you can really do is just check the background. That's it.
Yeah, everything now is hindsight, so it doesn't even matter.
It doesn't even matter, man. It's not his fault he sold him the guns. He did. He took the right proper procedure too.
Yeah, of course he did. Now he could have been, you know, what we would think. Normally, they probably gave him the buddy-buddy deal because you know how they do with each other. You know, he could have just went ahead and just, you know, sold him the guns and, you know, not even gone through the whole background screening.
Yep, just gave it to him like, you look like me. You're not going to do anything crazy. Here you go.
Yeah, you look honorable.
Yeah.
I mean, at this point, man, every little fact besides, you know, what his motive was, is moot. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Anything that they find out that doesn't contribute to what his motives was doesn't matter.
Yeah, I just hope that in his little manifesto, it was like, I shot up everybody because those niggas started kneeling on in the NFL and it pissed me off. I'd be like, oh, yeah. God, that's all right. That's all we needed, man. That's all we needed for them to be like, I knew it. I knew that's why he did it. I would have did it too. It makes sense now. So he's forgiven. Yeah. Like, those niggas need to be put in check.
Yeah.
But, man, it's a sad day in America, man, with all these hurricanes happening.
Oh, yeah. Like, as if we don't have enough to worry about right now.
Nobody's talking about Puerto Rico whatsoever.
At all.
Nobody gives a damn about Puerto Rico, dog.
I was just reading a tweet, and it was talking about, you know, what President Trump's reaction to Puerto Rico would be, as they put in quotations. It was like, sad, very traumatic, good people, sorry.
Oh, yeah, it was another little caricature that I saw that the New York Post put out where it was like two people from Puerto Rico, like, kneeling before the flag. And he's like, are they talking about us now? Are they talking about Puerto Rico now? Because they're kneeling before the flag. Yeah. I was like, yeah, man. It's like nobody talking about Puerto Rico whatsoever, man.
No, man. They're not. And it's crazy, man. Like, it's how easily we just, you know, let stuff go off our head.
And deep down, people don't care.
No, they don't.
Unless it hits home, people don't care. They be like, oh, God, yeah. That's tragic. And then, like, next sec, they're sitting up watching the episode of Friends laughing, talking about, oh, man, you know, my life's grand.
Yeah.
And deep down, a lot of people just don't care, dude. They just don't, man.
Oh, well.
It's fucking pathetic, man.
Yeah.
I ain't got nothing else, man. What, you got anything else for the family before we get out of here?
No, man, I think that's it. We pretty much jacked off on this episode.
We read it enough. I think we gave them some good laughs though.
I think so. You know, it's definitely a memorable episode for the foolish men, you know, itself. But you know, just want to continue to keep encouraging people, inspiring people to, you know, do the right thing. Do what's best for you. Do what's best for your family. You know,
live your life to the fullest, man. Shit.
Yeah, live your life to the fullest, man. Do not take life for granted. Don't take the smallest things in life for granted. Don't take the people that, you know, are around you that love you for granted either,
take,
man.
And take care of you.
Oh, yeah. And take care of them, man.
Yeah, man. Like, return the favor when it's time.
Yeah, always, man.
Don't just shit on them and be like, well, thanks, bitch.
Yeah.
That should be happening.
Yeah, it's been real.
Oh, yeah, man. But we love y'all, man. Y'all stay safe. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And hopefully, you know what I'm saying, this weekend, y'all can get some of that hee hee hee. Try to give me some of that this weekend. You know what I'm saying? You know, ladies, you know, hit me up. You know what I'm saying? I'll play you a tune. You know what I mean? All right, man. Send us on out, ST.
All right, man. Like always, you know, we always want to keep it real with y'all. We want, you know, get y'all to, you know, keep it funky. You know, like no other. Make sure that you hit us up on our social media. You know, all of it. Like and subscribe. You know, tell us what you love about the show, what you don't like about the show. Give us suggestions for new shows, all of that. Also, be sure to keep your eyes and ears open. We got some stuff coming down the pipeline. We want to make sure that, you know, when y'all get it, y'all know it's from us and that y'all love it. And, you know, also, ignorance is not a handicap. It's a personal choice. And if there is no light, y'all almost become the light. So be the light. Yeah, that's it, man. Until next week, this is episode number 62. Man, we love y'all. Everybody.
Peace out, everybody. Call me Amber.
Thank you for listening to Black Canvas Podcast. We'll see you next week.